here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 23rd of December, 2015. 1823, on this date, in the Troy Sentinel newspaper in New York, the poem A Visit from St. Nicholas was published anonymously. It's the birthday of the poet Robert Bly, Madison, Minnesota, 1926, took up writing when he joined the Navy after high school, went off to St. Olaf College on the GI Bill, then to Harvard, went to work at the Harvard Advocate, and met a student a year younger named Donald Hall. They became best friends and exchanged letters twice a week for decades, with the rule that you had to respond to the other's letters within 48 hours. It's the birthday of Carol Ann Duffy, born in Glasgow in 1955, the British poet laureate. She grew up in Staffordshire, England, and started out reading poetry and then copying out her favorite poems longhand in a notebook. She said, "It was that very physical act that led me to become a writer." She was named Poet Laureate of Britain in 2009, the first female, the first Scot, and the first openly gay person to serve in that role. It's the birthday of Harriet Monroe, born Chicago, 1860, who in 1912 founded Poetry Magazine and was its editor for many years. And it's the birthday of Norman MacLean, born Clarinda, Iowa, 1902, author of the autobiographical novella A River Runs Through It, which begins, "In our family, there was no clear line between religion and fly fishing. We lived at the junction of great trout rivers in western Montana, and our father was a Presbyterian minister and a fly fisherman who tied his own flies and taught others. He told us about Christ's disciples being fishermen, and we were left to assume that all first-class fishermen on the Sea of Galilee were fly fishermen, and that John, the favorite, was a dry fly fisherman." Here's a poem for today by Robert Bly entitled A Christmas Poem. Christmas is a place like Jackson Hole, where we all agree to meet once a year. It has water and grass for horses. All the fur traders can come in. We visited the place as children, but we never heard the good stories. Those stories only get told in the big tents late at night, when a trapper who has been caught in his own trap, held down in icy water, talks, and a man with a ponytail and a limp comes in from the edge of the fire. As children, we knew there was more to it. Why some men got drunk on Christmas Eve wasn't explained, nor why we were so often near tears, nor why the stars came down so close, why so much was lost. Those men and women who had died in wars started by others, did they come that night? Is that why the Christmas tree trembled just before we opened the presents? There was something about angels, angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains. The angels were certain, but we could not be certain whether our family was worthy tonight. Robert Bly's poem, A Christmas Poem, from his Morning Poems, published by Harper Perennial and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in iOS devices. Subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.